Chicken Eye! This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. One of the great things about doing the Christmas Stocking show is that I get to meet all kinds of people from all kinds of places. Megan from Oshkosh, Wisconsin is a new listener who's been checking out all the past episodes while waiting for new ones, and she wrote to me at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net that her boyfriend got her tickets to the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes Christmas Spectacular. She wondered if I could do a show about it. Now, I've seen the Rockettes in a show in Las Vegas, and I knew that they've toured with a Christmas show before, but I didn't realize that this is the first year they've expanded the show to arenas. So I say, let's talk about it! Especially since the Christmas Spectacular is the thing the Rockettes are most known for. Did you see them on the Macy's Parade? The Rockettes have been around for a long time. If you thought they seemed vaguely reminiscent of the 20s, you are correct. They were formed in 1925 in St. Louis, Missouri, by a guy named Russell Markert, who was inspired by the Tiller Girls and the Ziegfeld Follies, which started a few years earlier and were hugely popular for a long time. He distinguished his Rockettes from the Follies by searching out taller women who could perform complicated tap routines and, of course, kick higher than just about any dance troupe. They were originally the Missouri Rockettes, then the Roxyettes when they were brought to New York by the owner of the Roxy Theater. They performed at Radio City Music Hall's opening night in 1932, became the Rockettes in 1934, and have been calling Radio City home base ever since. By the way, dance fans might be interested to know that the Roxyettes were on stage with 18 other acts opening night, including a number by dance legend Martha Graham's dance troupe. The Music Hall became a movie hall in 1933, with the Rockettes doing a new number before the movie each week. This went on for over 30 years, when the managers of the theater started having trouble finding family movies. One number has been in the show more often than not, the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, which the New York Times hailed as the highlight. They still use the same choreography that Russell Markert created in 1933. It's in both the Radio City show and the touring show this year, too. Now, the Rockettes work hard. The 80 and the New York show started rehearsing in September and worked 6 days a week, 8 hours a day getting ready for opening night, which was November 7th, the same night as the touring show, by the way, which rehearsed in Cincinnati. Lots of ice baths after rehearsal. By the way, it is a seasonal job being a Rockette, but they get year-round health benefits and are usually asked back once they get in. Last year was the 75th anniversary of Radio City, and they redid the floor of the stage with rock maple in some spots, which lasts longer and is easier on the dancers and amplifies the tap dancing. They also went through the history of the Christmas Spectacular to pluck elements from past shows. There's a new show in New York this year, but the touring show will have elements of the anniversary show from last year. It's kind of an experiment for the promoters doing a Rockette show this big outside of New York. They're focusing mostly on cities in the South and Midwest for the arenas this year, and if it goes well, they'll expand it in the next couple of years, and they may even go international. And if you have a Rockette show being advertised in a local theater, yes, they are doing the smaller shows too. If you can get to an arena, though, you'll see a cast and crew of over 175, 10 live animals, 1,300 costumes, and 4,900 pounds of snow. If you can't make it to a show, a DVD of Radio City's 75th anniversary show will be released this year for the first time. It's the special that was on NBC last year. I have links to all the cities and dates, along with a lot more about the Rockettes, on the show notes. You can get them at mychristmasstocking.net. There's a player on the left. You click on the episode, and you'll be in the show notes. Next door to the Rockettes' home, Radio City Music Hall, is Rockefeller Center, where they get their name. I'll talk about this year's Rock Center tree right after the Groove Barbers get us in the mood. In the Christmas Stocking.
Oh Christmas tree, however green your branches. Oh Christmas tree, however green your branches. Not only green in summertime, but also in the wintertime. Oh Christmas tree, however green your. Oh Christmas tree, the tree most fair and lovely. Oh Christmas tree, the tree most fair and lovely. Each year you bring me great delight. You shine so bright on Christmas night. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, the dream most fair and lovely. Your boughs are green in summer's glow and ever fade in winter snow. Oh, Christmas tree, upon us mirth do you bestow. Oh, Christmas tree, your candles shine so brightly. Oh, Christmas tree, your candles shine so brightly. And every year, oh, Christmas tree, you bring to me such joy and glee. The holidays you guarantee.
We love you so, oh, Christmas tree.
The Groove Barbers have a gig in New York City on December 20th, 2008. Info is in the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net. While workers were putting up the first Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, the one that has the honor this year was actually sitting in a pot in a living room 77 years ago. It was just a 7-foot Norway spruce sitting in the living room of Hamilton, New Jersey's Voroniak family in 1931, with gifts spread around underneath. It spent a few years in the pot and was used as the family Christmas tree before Mary planted it on the edge of their property. She always wished for it to be the Rockefeller Center tree, and 8 years after she passed away, it finally happened. The lighting will happen on NBC Wednesday, December 3rd, with Beyoncé, Tony Bennett, the Jonas Brothers, and a lot more performing. I was in New York during Christmas last year, and man, it was crazy. Wall-to-wall people, especially by the tree. I loved it, but it must be tough to work in that area in December. Pictures of the Rock Center 2007 tree and more NYC at Christmas time are on mychristmasstocking.net. If you want to say Merry Christmas to someone special, do it soon. I'm trying to bank episodes ahead of time in case I get swamped for the holidays. You can call 206-203-2692, 206-203-2692, or email me audio or just text to topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Say Merry Christmas, comment, tell me about your special family tradition. Follow me and tweet me on Twitter at twitter.com/xmasstocking, X-M-A-S stocking, and join our Facebook page too. All the links and the phone number are at mychristmasstocking.net, so don't worry about getting it down now. I'm Lee Cameron. I need a snail mail address so you can send me cards. Oh well, maybe next year. Next episode, we'll talk about Christmas cards. See you soon in the Christmas stocking.